Well, there we are. That's Elliot Porter and the Isolation Artist. The track is Be More Kind, and Elliot basically roping in everybody he's ever met on that one. One of whom is on the line now. It's Zoe Phillips. Hi, Zoe.
Hello.
Hi, so we'll get on to how you know Elliot in a little while. But first of all, I bumped into you. It's a completely separate line, really. I bumped into you doing a gig at the Wellington Pub in Old Welling some months back. Tell us about yourself. Tell us how you wound up doing tunes in a Wellington one night.
Yeah, so I am based in Welling now, but I've been sort of singing and songwriting over the past about 7-8 years, and then gigging. Originally I started on the piano, and now sort of, well, originally on the clarinet actually, funnily enough, on the drums, but more piano and guitar bass now. And yeah, just sort of indie alt pop maybe. I don't know how you'd describe the sound.
Where did you get your influences from, though? Did you start, and how early did you start learning an instrument?
I started, I think I started the clarinet at about 7 and the piano about 9, and then just sung. But I was quite shy as a child, so I sort of secretly sung and played and wrote songs when my mum and dad weren't listening too close. And then from there, I think I just built up the and loved performing and singing and creating. So I think I always had a love for like making something new.
So songwriting came in fairly early for you then?
Yeah, I think my sister used to get really annoyed because if we were in the car, I never used to sing the right part of the song, and she'd be like, "God, you're singing it wrong," and I'd say, "No, I'm just making my own version." So I think I was just quite stubborn and wanted to create stuff from an early age.
And do you come from a musical background? So did you have parents who were encouraging you? Obviously, they must have been doing some form of encouragement to be on the clarinet at that age.
Yeah, they're encouraging, but definitely not musical. So they just didn't play any instruments, my sister did, but no, I think it was more my mum's actually a poet now, so it's more kind of creativity was there, but not necessarily in the musical form.
Okay, yeah. So when you first started gigging, did you start out doing covers or did you start off straight away doing your own stuff?
So I went to Surrey Uni in Guildford, and I think it was around then I was actually learning creative music technology, the degree. So it's more, I wanted to be a film composer, actually. And then from there I started gigging with some friends. I think it was probably open mics and then like covers, but then originals were always there in the background anyway, so...
Well, I remember saying at the Wellington, I'm certain I said it to your face, or if not, I certainly said it to the group of people I was with, you had been doing some covers, and then suddenly you sang one of your own songs. And I said, if she hadn't said that was a cover, I'd have just gone, what's that she's singing? Who's that by? Is that a Bruno Mars? I would literally, you couldn't, it was seamless. The standard is very, very high. And I'm guessing the standard must be high for you to be roped in by Elliot Porter, because there's another very talented musician, and you two seem like a female version of Elliot by what you're saying.
He's like a long lost brother, I think. We have a very similar style with the piano bass, but that whole single has got so many amazing musicians on it. I was really lucky to be invited because I was looking at some of the work from the others, and there's very prolific.
How did you first meet Elliot? Do you know a day?
Yeah, I think we originally met, I'm not sure if it was, I used to be based in Hartford, but I had my sister lives in Cambridge and I used to play at a restaurant there, Alimentum, and mm-hmm. So did Elliot. So we kind of crossed over a lot of gigs and just over the years, I think, became friends and, yeah, more crossing over.
Have you actually ever gigged together, side by side, duetted up?
Yes, I've definitely, I think Elliot put on a sessions once. So, yeah, that's the thing, because we're so similar, I think we don't often gig together because we're like the same. We don't need two of us at the same time.
But. Sure.
But yeah, it's nice when you have the opportunity.
It just really strikes me that you two are so similar, and the song structures are often quite alike. Actually, you probably, together as co-writers, you could probably come up with some really amazing stuff. He said, just hinting that at 10% I'll be your manager. It might happen. The isolation gigs thing, though, has that really struck you? Because, yeah, I saw you at the Wellington, now suddenly, shtunk, that's it, isn't it? How have you been coping in lockdown?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's been very similar. So I had a lot of gigs that I've just lost instantly in a week or so. Well, right, not just in this period, but right for the rest of the year, it seems. I think because of the uncertainty, and then more shows in London and stuff cancelled, but I've really risen to the, I like Elliot has also, I really like doing the live stream on the internet. It's a whole new platform, and it's quite exciting in a way that what it can offer.
Well, it brings you very close to your audience, doesn't it? They literally can sit there and message you on the screen. So it's nice in that way, isn't it? Has it given you much opportunity to songwrite as well? Or have you got a back catalogue that you're trying to work through anyway?
I think because of this live stream thing, I've probably been gigging more sort of frequently, especially with original stuff. So then I've been going through my back catalogue and, yeah, realising I need to get a lot more songs written like this week and ready for the next live stream. So it's... yeah, it is. I think it's really cool. I'd like to carry on doing it regardless of the situation of the government and stuff.
A lot of people have said that. A lot of people have said they like that whole way and that way of connecting. And it is a good way of just testing stuff out, isn't it, as well? Without a landlord having to pay you, you can just try it, see what people think.
Exactly. I think it takes the pressure off. Although saying that, it can still be a bit nerve-wracking, but it's a good place to try, a bit like an open mic where you can experiment. I did one song where I was playing piano with one hand in like a drum pad with another.
Oh, so my goodness.
Try these things out.
Well done, you.
Yeah, worst case scenario, I guess you just close your laptop down if it's gone really wrong.
Walk away. Yeah, walk away, lady. Right, so you've got this new track called Figured It Out. It's out and about. Tell us about it. How did you come up with it?
Yes, so this single is actually based around sort of meditation and the concept of reincarnation, which I don't know if I believe in or not, but I was just thinking about it. I go to this meditation group and it just inspired me to write the song and also paint the artwork. So the art is the lotus I did in watercolour, just around the same theme.
It's endless, your talent, isn't it? My goodness. Okay, and where's this going to lead to? This is our EPs and albums coming up?
Yes, so this is the third single of this kind of batch of songs that I've been putting out lately. And I've got one more single and then there'll be an EP of the five songs. So it's currently on, Figured It All Out is up on Spotify and Apple Music and all the usual kind of places.
Fab stuff. Well, give it a spin now. It's been lovely to meet you, Zoe. I'll see you back down the pub, hopefully, in the not too distant future. They'll get us all back down there and back and eating, right? But for now, thanks very much indeed for coming on the line this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.